Today is Wednesday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. So, while the word of the day isn't death grip, though I suppose that is a phrase, it's not our phrase either, I've cleverly arranged a way to sneak it into a devotion. If someone asks you about your morning meditation session, I double dare you to say that you had your pillow out and the windows open, your white tea sitting there at the perfect temperature, music in the background, and had this deep, energizing, soul-enriching session about death grip. Are you sitting comfortably in that chair? With each hand resting palm downwards on your thighs. Both feet flat on the floor. Remember how good it feels to just breathe properly. Breathing in deep and breathing out just a bit longer than your inhale. As you breathe in and out, I want you to imagine that air coming into your body from the most unlikely of entryways, through your ears. How about the pores on your arm, the soles of your feet, any marks left by last night's games? Breathe in deep and fill yourself. And breathe out and empty yourself the things that you know we don't need right now. Imagine that window just over my left shoulder. Stare at the window and let the frame and curtains and even the wall fade. Only the outside view attracts your attention, and you feel yourself there, outside. That pleasant temperature. Seasons changing. Seeing and feeling, perhaps even smelling the evidence of that change. Now think of yourself in your chair in the room where you sit. Perhaps you're not in a room, maybe this is your commute. See what's around you, built around you, the city, the town. And know that while you're there, you can also experience here the birds, the breeze, wind chimes, the vibrations coming to you, enveloping you. Everything in the material world is made up of vibration. It's resonant. So as you listen to the sounds, tones around you, as I speak about today's word, you take the time to see, feel, know what note connects with you and match it. As you hum, you pair the word with your very own voice. A voice that no one has but you, your vocal fingerprint. Nobody hums like you, not exactly, not in the body that's yours. Sitting right where you are now, wrap the word with your intention and release the vibrations of your voice out. Out into the ever-vibrating world. Hey, I know that after that introduction, you've been brimming with eagerness to know the word, thinking about it even as you relaxed and sunk into today's eunoia. Today's word is moderation. This builds on yesterday's word as well, that tantric sex, tantric devotion, the intense connection. Well, it doesn't feel quite the same if you've been squeezing the life out of your pleasure tool. Okay, yeah. Pleasure tool isn't a phrase I've ever used in one of these, but tomorrow's session, it includes porn lines, and you don't often get that in a devotional, do you? So it must be that kind of a week. Moderation helps build or regain sensitivity. It allows you to enjoy those over-the-top indulgences. Moderation also ties into our play. It means using the vanilla foundation sessions to improve yourself, your mind. The voice in the background sessions to stay tuned to my voice or to keep yourself in tip-top shape of those mind games, the word games that I enjoy with you. The background music can be played in your everyday life, and of course, the deliciously seductive sessions for our shared pleasure. The loyalty rewards that you earn that are personalized from the questions that you answer and I craft a session for you. All of these things, moderating yourself, not staying with just one thing, is important. So, why did a follower submit this word for 2021? He says, because I often struggle vacillating between the extremes of obsession and apathy, with no in between. And of course, you do need the in between, and if anyone wants a session focusing on that, I'm happy to do so. But when it comes to having that obsession and that apathy, well, I'm not the woman to help you with that. I say, fuck yes, go with the obsessions. Let them lull during the apathy and they'll come around again. Jump fully into a passion that's screaming your name and you want to learn everything about it. And sure, you do need consistency in some areas of your life. But for interests and passions, go for it. Ride the high of obsession. Because I truly believe we're made to be that way. And you deserve it. Fill yourself up. Don't apologize for that. Enjoy it. There are way too many people out there with no passion at all. Allow yourself to greet any emotions the word inspires. Feel the emotion fully and set it aside. And if there are more feelings, allow these to be experienced as well. And then set them aside. And if you need more time, you can do this throughout the day while you hum your note of intention. And this can be a word that provokes happiness. It does make you smile. It makes you recognize perhaps something silly you've been doing. Or it could be more serious. It could really get you to stop and think about what is going on in your life.